再次欢迎大家。
Welcome all of you again.
我们还在过圣诞呢。
We are still in the midst of Christmas.
那圣诞节是一个普天同庆的日子。
Now Christmas is a celebrated festival by the whole world.
人都很喜欢在圣诞节来到教会。
And many people love to come to the church during Christmas.
有东西吃，有礼物拿。
There's food to eat and there's presents to take.
但是我先说，今年没有东西吃。
But there's nothing to eat this year.
今年是特别的一年。
Because this is a special year.
但是我们都知道，圣诞节是大家庆贺欢唱的时候。
But we know that the Christmas is a celebration, a season of celebration.
所以在圣诞节，人讲的话题呢，都是叫人开心的。
So during Christmas, people usually talk about happy topics.
送礼物啊，平安啊，喜乐啊。
Giving presents.Peace and joy.
没有人想讲到消极的东西。
No one likes to talk about negative things.
但是各位知道，圣诞节有一个很重要的主题是讲到人的罪恶。
But one important topic of Christmas is on human sin.
刚才有一句话非常的重要。
One verse is very important just now.
在第一次的圣诞的时候。
On the first Christmas.
神说。他要将他的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
God says that He will save His people from sins.
这个罪恶这个字一出现的时候，人都很敏感了。
Now people are sensitive to the word sin.
我们都问，人有什么罪啊
？And we will ask, what sin do humans have?
人的罪多严重呢
？How severe is human sin?
通常我们一讲到罪的时候呢，那一般人认为说这是。非常糟糕的罪行才叫做罪。
Usually, when we talk about sin, people think that it's a very terrible wrong, then it's considered a sin.
都是罪犯，杀人、放火、强奸、抢劫这种人，他们就是犯罪的人。
Criminals who committed murder, rape, theft, all these, they are people who have committed sin.
那我们一般的人呢？我们就哎呀，讲我说我犯罪，那不太适合。
But the ordinary people doesn't feel it's appropriate to say that they commit sin.
我们比较喜欢说，我们人是都会犯错。
They prefer to say that we humans will commit wrong.
我们都是犯错了，说错，做错啊。
We have said wrongly and done wrongly.
但是不要说犯罪。
But do not say that we have committed sin.
因为错比较好听。
Because wrong sounds nicer.
那我小学开始读书的，尤其是读华文的，很多写错别字哦。
Now, when I was in my primary school, I have a lot of mistakes when writing Chinese.
那你写错别字，老师就叫你改正。
And teachers will make us do correction when I write wrongly.
我们一个观念说，做错没有关系，我们会改正就好。
So we have this idea that it's okay to commit wrong as long as we can correct ourselves.
犯错没关系，只要改过自新就好。
It's okay to to commit mistake as long as we can turn over a new leaf.
但是。有一天我读圣经的时候，圣经没有说世人都犯错。
But when I read the Bible didn't say that for all humans have committed wrong.
圣经说世人都犯了罪。
But the Bible tells us that for all humans have sinned.
这个罪和错很大的不同哎。
There's a huge difference between a wrong and a sin.
犯错和犯罪是很大的不同。
To commit a wrong and commit sin is very different.
所以有一天我就很想知道，为什么圣经没有说犯错？圣经说世人都犯了罪。
So I'm very curious to understand why the Bible tells us that humans committed sin instead of wrong.
那我有一天去查考、研究的时候、读圣经，我就明白为什么圣经用犯罪。
So when I study the Bible, I understand why the Bible used committed sin or sin.
有一个很重要的观念是，因为所有的错都来自罪。
One very important concept is for all wrongs come from sin.
为什么你会说错、做错呢
？Why will you say wrong or do wrong？
因为你本来就有这个罪恶之心。
Because you already have this sinful heart.
这个罪恶之心促使你继续犯错。
And this sinful heart prompts you to continue to do wrong.
那你决断了，我下次不要再做这样的事情，但是又犯。
You resolve not to commit the same mistake next time, but you still do it again.
那又犯的时候呢，你非常的羞愧，又要再隐藏。
And when you did it again, you felt very shameful.
也再来更严重。
But yet you become more severe next time.
所以人的罪犯是越来越多的。
And so human sin will just increase.
因为这个错呢是一直有，那错 是来自哪里？来自人的罪。
And that's always wrong. And where does this wrong came from? It comes from human sin.
那这个罪呢？你又说这个罪呢是不能解决的。
And this sin cannot be resolved.
不能用人的意志来压制的。
You cannot suppress this sin by human will.
然后特别，我们以为我们做一些好事就能把罪、错抹杀掉。
And we thought that by doing some good deeds, we can atone for our wrongs.
其实不能的。
Actually, that's not the case.
你看，我们说话伤到人，或者两个人吵架。
Now, when we say something to hurt another person, or when two persons are quarreling.
那吵架的时候气氛都不好。
And then the atmosphere is very strained.
夫妇吵架的时候气氛真的不好。
When husband and wife they quarrel, it is in a lousy atmosphere.
但是夫妇嘛，那很快就会和好了。
But husband and wife they will patch up very fast.
丈夫讲一些甜言蜜语啊 ，OK， 好了，
The husband just need to coax the wife and they are okay.
妻子说你以后不要这样啊。
And the wife will just say, don't do this again next time.
那下一次又吵架了。
And the next time they quarrel.
以前吵架的那个事情又搬出来讲。
And they will recap what they quarrel about the last time.
不是过了吗？不要再讲了，为什么又在讲
？Isn't this over? Why are we talking about this again?
奇怪的，因为那个东西留在人的心里面。
Because strangely, that matter still remain in human hearts.
犯错的人有愧疚。
So the person who have done wrong, they feel guilty.
然后现在受伤的人呢，因为痛，所以一定要拿以前的事讲出来，告诉他这个多严重。
And the person who was hurt because of the hurt, they will repeat the past wrongs to remind the person.
所以人的关系是很痛苦的。
So there's misery and pain in human relationships.
越爱的时候，其实越痛苦。
The more you love, the more miserable it is.
这很奇妙，有人犯法了，坐牢了。
Now if a person commits crimes and went to jail,
坐牢十年了。
For 10 years.
我已经在法律的制裁之下，我还清了。
He has repaid his for his wrong under the law.
那还清就好嘛。
And as long as he repaid, it's fine.
那出来了。
And then he was released.
他以为我已经还清了，没有事情了。
He thought that he has paid for his wrong.
那他进到社会去的时候呢，他看人，回到家看自己的家人。
But when he goes back to the society and when he look at his family,
他心里面好像没有脸看他们。
But he doesn't have the face to see them.
我已经还清了他一直告诉自己。
He keep telling himself, "I really paid for my wrong."
但是那个羞耻感还在里面。
But the shame remains in him.
那个好像对人害过人的时候，那个歉意还在里面。
The guilt of harming others still remain in him.
不知道为什么人的生命有这种东西。
We don't know why there's such a thing in human life.
动物是没有。
Animals will not feel so.
有一个思想家，他讲一个很有趣的东西。
One philosopher ever said this interesting thing.
他说，可能人跟动物最大的不同是什么
？He said that perhaps the greatest difference between humans and animals is what?
他说，你们想得到是什么吗
？Can you think of what is the difference?
你吃饭，动物有没有吃饭
？You eat and animals also eat.
猪也有吃饭。
Pigs also eat.
这都差不多一样。
So it's about the same.
你生育动物也有生育。
You reproduce, animals also reproduce.
有一个东西不一样。
But there's one thing that is different.
一个最不一样的地方就是人会羞愧，会脸红。
And one of the major differences is that humans we will feel shame and we will feel red with shame.
Yeah, human blush. 对不对？你们脸红有没有？你做错事情的时候，哎呀，对不起，对不起，脸红。
Now, when you have done something wrong, you will blush and you will feel very sorry.
这个很对不起，很多歉意，然后很想偿还给他的。那人有这个东西。
So humans can feel the guilt and we want to repay others.
人里面有一个良知，知道自己对不起人或做错事的时候，那个歉意抹杀不了。
So we have this conscience inside us. So when we know we have done others wrong, we cannot erase this guilt.
有一天，我的女儿呢？她很喜欢喝泡泡茶，买最喜欢的泡泡茶回家。
My daughter loves bubble tea, and one day she bought bubble tea home.
然后她放在冰箱，想要冲凉，完了出来喝。
And she placed it in the fridge and wanted to take a shower, and after that enjoy her bubble tea.
她的弟弟从学校回来，开冰箱，泡泡茶。
And her brother came home from school and opened the fridge and saw the bubble tea.
我一口把它喝完。
And finished up the whole drink.
她的姐姐出来开冰箱，我的泡泡茶在哪里
？And her sister came out looking for her bubble tea and said, "Where is my bubble tea?"
弟弟， 对不起，对不起，我喝完了。
And the brother was very sorry. Say sorry, I finish it all up.
对不起，对不起，我买给你，我买给你哦。
Sorry, I'll buy you back. Another one.
姐姐说，买给我没有用，我是现在要喝。
Sister say, no point buying me a new one. I want to drink it now.
对不起，对不起，哇，很多的歉意。
So there's a lot of guilt.
啊，他的第二有，我一定买给你。他姐姐说。我跟你讲，你下次再跟我喝掉我的东西，你就知道了。
So the brother said, "I will buy for you a new one," but the sister told him, "The next time you drink it again, I will not forgive you."
弟弟很多的歉意，一小小的事情，人就会脸红，有亏欠，对不对
？Even over a small matter, people blush and feel guilty.
你家里的狗把你的东西吃掉，你看它有没有歉意哦
？If the dog eats up your stuff, you see whether he will feel guilty.、
有一天有一个朋友，他养狗的。
I have a friend who keeps a dog.
他听我说，哦，狗不会有脸红。
And he said that dogs won't blush.
那他就说，哎，不对啊，我的狗会脸红。
But he said my dog will blush.
有一天他在家大小便的时候呢，我不在嘛。
One day when he's not around and the dog do his business around the house.
然后回来的时候，哇，他很可怜的样子哦。
And when the owner came home, the dog looks very pitiful.
他一定是不好意思哦，就是他在家里大小便。
So he must have felt sorry for making a mess in the house.
我说你的狗没有脸红。
I told him your dog is not blushing.
你的狗只是有一个本能，知道你要打它。
Your dog merely has this instinct to know that you're going to beat him.
你要刑罚他。
You're going to punish him.
他不会因为伤害到你，弄到你的东西肮脏、弄坏，还是他对你有歉意。
He will not feel guilty toward you for making a mess out of the whole house.
那个狮子把那个小羊吃掉，他不会对那个母羊 ，Sorry， 我现在肚子饿，把它吃掉啊。
When the lion consumed the little sheep, he won't feel sorry toward the mother.
动物身上没有这个良知。
There is no conscience in animals.
人的身上有这个良知。
But humans, we have conscience.
人会有愧疚，会有罪恶感。
Human, we will feel guilty over our sin.
他做错之后，他看到那个后果的时候呢，哇，心里面很不舒服。
When we have done wrong and we see the consequences, we will feel uncomfortable in our hearts.
所以一直要做好事、行善来还偿啊，他。做不对的东西。
So we keep wanting to do good to compensate for our wrong.
我们这一年来啊，都是在这个疫情里面。
This whole year we've been in the pandemic.
这个疫情，各位现在死了多少人？1.7 million.
And about 1.7 million people have died from this virus.
这个疫情现在将蔓延全世界的时候。
As the virus spread throughout the world.
当然每天我们都看哦，哪一个国家哪一个多少人就是受感染。
Of course, we read the news about how many people got infected in different countries every day.
但是你有没有注意，在这个疫情每次越来越蔓延、越严重的时候呢？就会有一个声音出来。
But do you realize that as the pandemic gets more severe, there's slowly a voice coming out.
到底这个是谁干的？
Who exactly caused this?
谁把这个病毒带来这个世界的
？Who brought this virus to the world?
当然我们一般人都知道哦，中国对不对
？Of course, the ordinary people will think it's from China.
这个声音一直听到的话，很不舒服啊，中国很不舒服。
And so when China hear this, it feels very uncomfortable.
然后慢慢他经过很多报告研究，哎，好像不是我们呢，武汉之前呢，意大利已经有了，
But after they've done their own research, they say that it didn't start from us because before us, Italy already had this infection.
法国也是有了，
France also.
中国说不是我。
So China say it's not me.
意大利不是我。
Italy say it's not me.
法国又更不是我。
And France also say it's also not me.
你们看，这件事情发生的时候呢，每个人都问谁的错。
Now when this thing happened, everybody asks, "Who's wrong is this?"
但是没有人说谁的罪。
But nobody asks, "Whose sin is this?"
但是人自动有这个罪恶感。
But humans automatically had this guilty feeling.
所以全部都说不是我。
So everyone says it's not me.
尽量要抹杀掉。
And they try to put it away.
你不会想说啊，是我又怎样啊？没有这样讲的，对不对
？They won't ask, "So what if it is me?"
每个人都要逃避推卸这个责任。
Everyone wants to avoid the responsibility.
但是我们知道，这个没有办法抹杀。
But we can.
我跟你说，为什么人就是要除掉这个罪恶感
？But why do humans want to remove this guilt?
因为你知道，人有被罪恶伤害的时候啊，他一定要报复。
Because when humans are hurt by sin, he will take revenge.
没有这样容易忘记的，这个东西留在他的回忆。
He cannot forget so easily. It will remain in his memory.
然后这个事情呢，一定要放在历史书里面。
And this thing must be recorded in his history books.
然后历史最重要，也不是记录有这样的事发生。
And history doesn't merely record that such a thing happened.
历史一定会有一个见解，一个 opinion.
And but when it's recorded, it will come with one opinion.
就是这件事情发生是谁的错。
And that is who's wrong that is that causes this matter.
第一、第二次世界大战发生，谁带来谁的错？你们有没有发现
？Now who caused the First and Second World Wars?
其实历史的一个最关键是那个 causality， 谁带来、谁造成的那个东西。
So history will point out the cause.
当然，历史尽量很客观的讲，哦，某某事情发生，对不对
？Of course, history will try to be very objective that certain things happen.
多少人死
？How many people died?
历史一定会记录下来。
And all this will be recorded.
就是人的心才能释怀。
But and after that, humans' heart can let go.
可是你看哦，所以呢，这个日本现在改写历史的时候呢，那韩国第二次世界大战这么久了，每一次很生气，中国每一次很不舒服，这个东西。
Now when Japan tries to rewrite history, China and Korea they feel very uncomfortable.
尤其是那个最。带来有现在的后果，每一次又发生的时候呢，又会想回去那个东西。
Especially when you look at the consequences of sin, you will recall the sin.
而这个疫情呢，我每一次看到有多少人又死，又新的那个 strain， 新的又变种了，就说哎呀，谁带来的
？When we read about the virus and we read about the mutation of the virus, then we will start to ask who caused this.
每个人的眼睛又看回中国。
And everybody's eyes will look back to China.
中国又看回法国。
And China will look at France.
那就是这样。
And that's how it is.
对，这是连国家都这样。
That happens even among countries.
社会不用讲。
And we need not say any more about
society. 家人之间，是我们爱彼此。
And between family members, we love each other.
什么都知道哦，这个过错、犯罪，真是留在人的心里面。
But we know that sin and wrongdoing remains in human hearts.
那我们想的时候，我们说，哎呀，连对人的犯罪。犯错都这么严重，人都忘不了。
So when you think about this, even human wrongdoing is so severe that we cannot forget.
那 how about 那我们人向神的犯罪呢
？How about if we humans we sin against God?
哦，我们以为哦，神看不见，没有管。
We cannot say that God we cannot see and so we don't care about Him.
你们知道吗？原来圣经告诉我们，人的良知就是上帝造的。
The Bible tells us that the human conscience is created by God.
把这个良知放在人的心里面，所以呢，这个聪明的人不会毁灭彼此。
So God placed this conscience in humans' heart so that wise men will not destroy each other.
他很有钱的话啊，我偷他的东西，哎呀，干脆杀吧啊，也一起啊。
So we won't really think about killing a rich man to get his money.
但是哎呀，有良知啊，偷钱就走了，嗯，对不对啊
？Because we have the conscience.、So、
你们明白吗？如果没有良知，我们每一个人是动物，加上这个高超的 IQ 的话，这个人类就灭掉了。
So without this conscience and with our high IQ, the whole mankind will be destroyed.
但是我们都知道，这人即便有良知，还是犯罪的。
But we know that despite having conscience, humans still sin.
因为生来有这个罪恶之心。
Because we are born with a sinful heart.
有一天你就要问了，所以人不能单单只有向人来交账，人要向神交账。
So humans cannot merely be accountable to humans. We have to be accountable to God.
所以人呢有这个意识，哎呀，我好像对一个有看不见的那个天哦要交账。
So humans seems to have this awareness that he has to be accountable to this invisible heaven.
所以不但对人犯了错之后，对人有歉意的，对神有一个恐惧。
So after doing wrong, he not only feel guilty toward humans, but he has this fear towards God.
而这个恐惧是说不出的。
And this fear is unspoken.
在潜意识里面。
Is subconscious.
然后意识每一次有这个恐惧的时候，就会想到来世。
And every time when there's this fear, he will think about afterlife.
好像是啊，死后好像还要还。
It's like we still need to repay after death.
有这种自觉。
There's such consciousness.
哦，因为原来有一个完全公义的神。
Because there is a perfectly righteous God.
我们地上犯法呢，都要受法律的制，人的法律不完全，但是都要受法律的制裁。
On earth, if we violate the law, we'll be punished by the law.
但是我们犯罪的时候呢，我们要受神的刑罚。
But if we sin, we'll be punished by God.
不是因为他喜欢刑罚人。
Not because God likes to punish people.
因为他是最公义的上帝。
But he is the most righteous God.
所有的罪，从最大的到最小的，都要偿还。
Every sin, from the least to the greatest, we have to repay.
所以他在圣经讲很重要的话，罪一定有代价。
So the Bible tells us a very important thing that sin has wages.
罪的工价就是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
所以人你会发现在地上为什么生老病最后死。
And so humans, as we live on earth, will go through birth, old age, and sickness and death.
地上很多的战争啦、瘟疫啦、病毒啦这些对。
And there's a lot of wars and plagues in the world.
挣扎来挣扎，最后呢还是死。
There's a lot of struggles, but eventually there is death.
因为圣经早就讲。罪的工价就是死。
Because the Bible already said long ago that the wages of sin is death.
那痛苦了一生之后，最后就是死。
After being miserable for one whole life, the eventual destiny is death.
然后圣经又讲，不单是肉体的死。
And the Bible also says it's not just the physical death.
这个是永死，灵里的死。
But eternal death in the spirit.
永远跟这个良善的上帝隔绝。
Eternally being separated from this good God.
永远跟光隔绝。
Eternally being separated from light.
永远在黑暗里面。
Eternally in the darkness.
那就是人稍微有意识的地狱。
That is the hell where humans will still have consciousness.
所以在圣经说，在这个地狱里面有永不灭的火。
So the Bible tells us that in hell there's this ever burning fire.
永不死的虫。
The worms which will never die.
各位知道这个东西好像不是人间能够明白的，因为人间的东西不会永不灭、永不死的，对不对
？This is something we cannot understand because in the world there's nothing that is everlasting.
那折磨人的灵魂的地方。
But hell is a place that torments humans.
人要偿还他的罪的地方，就在那个地方。
Because hell is a place where humans have to pay for their sins.
永不灭的火永远烧。
Ever burning fire.
永不死的虫永远咬。
Worms that never die.
那就是我们人有意识到的地狱。
That is the hell in which we human will be conscious of.
有一天我读圣经这个东西说，哇，真的太可怕了。
So one day when I read this in the Bible, I feel it's so scary.
然后比这个更可怕的是什么？这是永远的。
And what is scarier than this? It is the fact that this is eternal.
你过了一万年之后，还是刚开始啊。
After 1,000,000 years, it's as if it just started.
永远没有回转的。
This is irreversible.
怎么人都要受到这样的东西啊？
How can we go through such a thing?
所以又翻开圣经的时候，哇，看到一个好消息。
But when we read the Bible again, we see one good news.
上帝是慈爱的。
God is love.
上帝是怜悯人的。
God has mercy on people.
上帝不让人在罪中灭亡。
God does not allow man to be destroyed in sin.
他来要拯救人，从这永刑里面救赎人。
So he came to save man from this eternal punishment.
但是只有一个办法。
But there is only one way.
就是人身上的罪一定要被对付。
That is, the human sin must be dealt with.
罪恶感要挪去。
We need to remove this guilt.
只有一个方法。
There is only one way.
只有一个人在整个人类历史里面能够解除这个罪。
In the entire human history, only one person can resolve this sin.
不是什么伟大的君王或者伟大的这个政治家。
It's not some noble king or politician.
就是神的儿子耶稣。
But he is the son of God, Jesus
Christ. 就是圣诞节的主角那个降世在地上的那位。
He's the main character of Christmas who was born to this world.
他来要将他的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
He came to save his people from sins.
那怎么拯救呢？
But how to save?
那你要拯救人，你用什么来拯救啊？因为人还是继续犯罪。
With what can you save mankind? Because man continues to sin.
所以呢，我继续读的时候呢，我吓了一跳了。
So as I continue to read, I was very amazed.
因为这个东西在所有的课本、所有的经书里面都没有写过的，只有在圣经写这个东西。
Because this is only written in the Bible, but not in any other textbooks.
神怎么把人的罪解除呢？
How can God resolve human sin?
就是神自己成为人的样式。
That is God himself.Took the form of a human.
有血有肉的样子。
In the form of with flesh and blood.
然后他替代人的罪。
And he substitute man in place of man's sin.
因为他是完全没有罪的。
He is perfectly sinless.
在整个人类历史里面，只有一个生来是没有罪性。
In the whole of human history, only one is born without sin.
他的整个的生涯里面从来没有犯过一次罪。
And in his whole lifetime, he has never committed any sin.
人责骂、辱骂、打他的时候，他的心没有反击。
Even when people insulted or beat him, in his heart there's no retaliation.
完全没有恶毒的意念、报复的意念。
He totally have no evil intent nor revenge.
有跟他在一起的人，他知道他完全没有罪。
Those who live with him know that he is without sin.
定他死罪的那个法官就知道他没有罪。
The judge who sentenced him to death also knew he's innocent.
神把他交在罪人的手中，然后钉在十字架上。
And God handed him to sinners' hands and crucified him.
把他的血流尽，剩下水也流出来。
So that he gave out all his blood till he was left only with water.
世界的人所有做错、讲错、想错的那些所有的过错、罪恶，全部放在他的身上。
All the wrong of people was laid upon him.
就替代世人的罪。
So he substitute, in place of man's sin.
就原来上帝的刑罚要来到人的身上，就来到。
In fact, God's punishment should have come upon humans, but it came upon this Son of God.
哎，这个东西我不能了解。
And this is something I cannot understand.
你杀人的话，你要死，为什么你叫另外一个人死
？If you kill someone, you have to die. Why do you let another person die?
所以你犯罪的话，你要下地狱，为什么叫另外一个人受这样的刑罚
？If you commit sin, you have to go to hell. But why is another person going through such punishment?
这个就是上帝设计的救赎。
And this is the redemption designed by God.
人间没有一次这样的道理。
There is no other such, no other similar teaching.
因为再也没有一个这样完整完美的人。
Because there's no one else who's so perfect.
也没有一个这样的人能够替代人的罪。
And there's no one else who can substitute humans for our sin.
我记得我从小我去教会的时候，我在圣诞节就听到这个信息。
I remember since young I went to the church and during Christmas I heard this message.
哇，那时候我听这么伟大的上帝，他来到地上担当世人的罪。
And I heard about such a great God who came to earth to bear human sins.
那回家的时候，我心里面一直想，哎呀，他太辛苦了。
And when I went home, I keep thinking he has such a hard time.
那我回家我就问我的哥哥啊，因为我哥哥是他第一个信耶稣，所以他把我带去教会。
So I went home to ask my brother, who was the first Christian in my family.
那我问我哥哥说，我说哥哥啊，那我觉得耶稣太辛苦了啊。
So I told my brother, I think Jesus had it so hard on himself.
我知道他很伟大，他完全是好人，没有罪，所以他担当世人的罪。
I know he is a perfectly good man, so he bear human sins.
我说我有个办法啊。
And he said, I have a way.
我为什么不要叫这个世界也有很多的好人？我为了要造福人群的这样的人也一起出来跟耶稣一起为世人的罪死。
I say there's also many good people in the world. Why can't all of them come to die for the sin of humans like Jesus?
我说上帝为什么不要？也不但耶稣啊，你也是，他也是，那个教主也是。那个好人，大家一起嘛，起码七八个哦，来担当世界的人，就刚刚好，不用这样辛苦。
So not just Jesus, maybe some other good people can share the burden with Jesus. You know, some other teachers and so on.
那时候我们小时候，我不知道，我今年四十多岁，我小时候，我每次看戏嘛，哦，有一些戏哦，真的是很有印象的。
When I was young, I have a certain impression of the shows that I've watched.
我就小时候喜欢看哦，那个《西游记》哦。
So there's this a Chinese classic called Journey to the West.
你们有看《西游记》吗？那一个和尚还有三个徒弟啊，去西方取经。
So a monk and with his three disciples.
那我说，哎，这个和尚哦，哇，不错，你看，慈悲为怀哦，就是他也是一个好人。
So this monk also appeared to be very good.And merciful.
他也可以吧，跟耶稣一起担当世人的罪。
Perhaps he can also bear the sin of humans together with Jesus Christ.
后来又一部戏，我看了很喜欢啊，叫《包公》。你们有没有看过《包公》
？Another show by the name of Justice Bao.
包青天有没有？我不寻人的情面。
He doesn't seek human approval.
那个王子犯罪，拿来头砍掉。
Even if the prince committed wrong, the prince will also be beheaded.
这样的公正的人啊，他也是一个好人，他也可以跟耶稣一起吧。
So he's also a very just person. So maybe he can also be like Jesus and shoulder the sin of mankind.
啊，那时候我哥哥不懂怎么回答我。
那么 my brother didn't know how to answer me.
他就说，真，他们是好人。
And he just said, yes, they are good people.
但是不够好。
But they are not good enough.
那他讲，哈，不够好，你的不够在哪里？
So I say, how are they not good enough?
啊，你讲不够好，好，但是不够好。
So it's good, but not good enough.
所以我心里面就有一点疑惑，说为什么不能呢？因为真的我们看人都看行为外貌，他一生做的东西不错啊。
So I'm perplexed because when we look at a person, we look at their outward behavior, that they are good, they have good performance, a good conduct.
那所以呢，我有一天我就这个东西很有困惑的时候，我又读圣经。
So when I was perplexed, I read the Bible again.
尤其在圣诞节的时候呢，哎，忽然间我发现一样东西。
And especially during Christmas, I discovered another thing.
耶稣不但是一个好人，没有犯罪的人。
That Jesus is not just a good person without sin.
他的好是好到什么地步？
But to what extent is his goodness?
为什么能够担当世人的罪？
How can he bear the sin of mankind?
那个答案就在圣诞节出现了。
And the answer appears during Christmas.
圣诞节讲到他的降生。
Christmas talk about his birth.
对，他降生的时候呢，其实圣经一直强调他是童女被神的灵感孕生出来的。
When we talk about his birth, the Bible keeps emphasizing that his birth comes from the conception by the Holy Spirit.
不是怀孕，是感孕。
Is not by pregnancy, but is being conceived by the Holy Spirit.
什么意思？就是说，他不是一个有罪的男人跟有罪的女人，他们两个人的细胞结合在一起，然后生出来的一个人。
So he's not born because one sinful man or one sinful woman come together.
这个童女嘛，他们跟男人没有关系。
But the virgin has no relations with men.
但是神就用他的子宫有圣灵感孕，所以他就怀孕了，就生出这个救主。
But God used the womb of this virgin, and she was she was convicted by the Holy Spirit, and Jesus was conceived by this Spirit.
那在这个世界哪一个人是这样生出来的
？Now which man is conceived?
没有，所以圣经特别讲他生的时候是这样的。
But the Bible specially tells us that's how Jesus was born.
哦，原来是。为什么不能有男人和女人就是结合生出来？因为那个基因本身就有罪了。
Why can't Jesus be born by one man and one woman? Because the genes itself is also sinful.
我们的孩子，我从来没有叫他讲骗话，他长大自己讲骗话。
I never taught my child to lie, but when he grows up, he will automatically know how to lie.
一个很好的人，他要想要对人很好，但是他的意念有时候哇，为什么有罪的意念、讨厌的一直来，他就克制自己。
A person tries to do good, but he keeps having sinful intentions and thoughts, and he tries to suppress his sinful intention.
只有那个 nature, 那个本质上他没有罪的，他是完全无罪的。
But Jesus, he's sinless by nature.
只有他有这个资格为人死。
So only he qualifies to die for mankind.
只有他的死有功效。
And only his death is effective.
只有他的死能够还清罪人的罪。
Only his death can pay for the sins of humans.
各位不要误会，我是很尊敬这个世界所有的有宗教伟人和教主。
I truly respect all the great men and religious leaders of the world.
他们的确是在一般人之上。
They are really above average.
他们的思维，他们的胸襟这么宽大，真的在一般的人之上。
Their thinking and their compassion, all these are above the ordinary people.
但是要为人的罪而死，他们不能。
But they cannot die for human sins.
因为他们都是有罪的男人和女人结合生出来的，有罪性在里面。
Because they are also born by sinful men and sinful women, and there is a sinful nature in them.
只有耶稣是没有罪性。
So only Jesus is without a sinful nature.
也从来没有犯过罪。
And he has never done any wrong or sin.
只有耶稣为你们死。
So only Jesus died for you.
为全人类死。
Died for the entire human race.
佛陀没有为你死。
The Buddha didn't die for you.
Muhammad 没有为你们死。
Muhammad didn't die for you.
但是耶稣为你们死。
But Jesus died for you.
也他死之后，他复活。
And after he died, he resurrected.
也只有他一个死了之后复活。
And only he's the one who can resurrect after dying.
今天我们去沙特阿拉伯。 Muhammad 的坟墓在那边。
Now, if we go to Saudi Arabia, Muhammad's tomb is there.
我们去印度的时候，我们会看到释迦牟尼的坟墓在那边。
And if we go to India, we will see the tomb of the leader of Buddhism.
孔子、Gandhi 他们的坟墓，他们的尸体还在那边。
Confucius and Gandhi, their tomb and their bodies still lie there.
只有耶稣的坟墓是空的。
Only the tomb of Jesus is empty.
他去了哪里？很多人不知道。
Where did he go? Many people do not know.
原来他复活了。
In fact, he has come to life again.
升天了。
And he ascended to heaven.
住在信他的人心中。
And he dwells in those who believe in him.
然后应许所有信他的人不因他们的罪灭亡。
And he promised that whoever believes in him will not perish for their sin.
圣经说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子耶稣赐给他们。
The Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
圣经告诉我们，圣诞节最重要的信息。
The Bible tells us the most important message for Christmas.
他来就是要将他的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
That he came to save his people from their sins.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你把这个福音告诉我们。
Thank you for telling us this gospel.
感谢你告诉我们，我们人是有罪的。
Thanks for telling us that we humans have sin.
也让我们知道我们自己不能解决自己的罪。
You also let us know that we ourselves cannot resolve our own sin.
你在泥潭里面的人没有办法用自己的方法从泥潭里走出来。
Someone who sank in the mud cannot use his own ways to walk out of the mud.
一定有人要救他。
Someone must save him.
主啊，我们生在罪中。
Lord, we are born in sin.
只有你的独生爱子能够救我们。
Only your son, your only beloved son, can save us.
感谢主，在2000年前，叫你的独生爱子耶稣基督降临。
Thanks for sending your son, your only beloved son, 2,000 years ago.
叫信他的，不因自己的罪而灭亡。
That those who believe in him will not perish for their own sins.
反得永生。
But they will get eternal life.
愿主今天借着你的话语，在我们的心中做工。
Through your word, may you work in our hearts today.
让我们认识你的救恩。
That we will know your redemption.
让我们认识你的儿子耶稣。
That we will know your son Jesus Christ.
我们能够把自己的生命的一切，交给他。
And we can commit our whole life to him.
以致我们能够从我们的罪恶感、罪疚感一切里面得释放。
So that we can be relieved from our sin and guilt.
感谢神。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
And we pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.